Good morning. With us on the line is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we are witnessing now the federal trial of former state Senate Majority Leader Republican Joe Bruno.
On Tuesday, jurors at former state Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno's federal corruption trial heard about Bruno's effort to influence who runs the New York horse racing franchise. Two leaders of the New York Racing Association during 2004 and 2006 testified that Bruno saw a role in racing management for Timothy Smith, who had ties to Jared Abruzzese, the businessman from whom Bruno was accused of accepting $440,000 in bribes back in 2004 and 2005. Smith was an advocate for privatizing the state racing franchise when it expired at the end of 2007. Replacing NYRA with a private operator, he and Abruzzese started a group called Friends of New York Racing, which later led to Empire Racing, a private bidding group chaired by Abruzzese. Among those testifying yesterday was Charlie Hayward, president of NYRA at the time, who said he had a meeting with Bruno and his staff in Albany in November of 2005, in which Bruno saw a role for Smith. Hayward said he took Bruno's statement to be only a suggestion, but Charles Torani, who was Bruno's appointee to the State Racing Franchise Oversight Board then, called him immediately afterward to reinforce the message that Bruno wanted Smith in. Ultimately, NYRA in 2007 retained the franchise to operate the tracks for another 25 years, but Hayward said he took Bruno's views very seriously at the time. Testifying for the defense, however, yesterday was an Albany real estate developer who was one of Bruno's appointees to the ad hoc committee to select the new franchise operator. He said Bruno never sought to influence his vote. Testimony continues this morning. This trial is expected to wrap up sometime later this week.
In other news, two children were seriously injured when a bounce house, a bizarre accident involving wind.
Yeah, parents and other onlookers watched in shock Monday afternoon as an inflatable bounce house was lifted 15 to 20 feet off the ground, dumping three children and injuring two of them seriously. The inflatable toy came to rest in an estimated couple thousand yards away, the equivalent of roughly 20 football fields, at a nearby middle school, this according to the South Glens Falls police chief. Two boys were airlifted to Albany Medical Center. Their conditions have not been announced, and they haven't been named by authorities. According to the police department, witnesses said the accident came after a sudden and strong burst of wind lifted the 9x12x6 foot Little Tykes jump and slide bouncer. Several adults were monitoring the children at play, and the bounce house was staked to the ground. According to the National Weather Service, the wind at Glens Falls Airport around the time of the accident was breezy but not windy. Meteorologist Steve DiLorenzo said that judging by the description of the accident, a dust devil, a small whirlwind, may have struck.